Prague's Congress Center was the pride of the communist leadership when it was built at the end of the 1980s to host party gatherings. However, within a few years of building it, the communists lost power, and the center never became fully functional. In 2000, it hosted a summit of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, but soon ran into debt and now finds itself on the verge of bankruptcy. Ruth Frankova reports.
The monstrously huge glass and chrome Congress Center was a legacy of the old days, oversized, impractical, and hard to maintain. Moreover, it lacked the technology needed for it to host international seminars and congresses. In 1995, the Czech Republic won a bid to host the 2000 IMF and World Bank Summit. And to reconstruct the 14-year-old building for the event, City Hall borrowed some 5 billion crowns. Despite the modernization, the center has never been used to its full potential, and now it finds itself on the verge of bankruptcy, with a debt of over 2 billion crowns to be paid off by the end of 2014. Architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš says the Palace of Culture, as it was called, never overcame the stigma of being a Communist Party monument.
It was a military project. And in the point of view of architecture, I think it was a similar type of building like some buildings which were built in London in Germany, or for instance Finlandia Palace in Helsinki by Alvar Aalto. It means nothing special, and we could say that this is an example of brutalism in architecture of 70s and 80s. The building was not popular among people in Prague for two reasons. For the function as a palace for meetings of communists, of course. And the second reason was that the building was so huge on the horizon of the city of Prague.
The Prague City Council has promised the center a financial injection of 100 million crowns and is now looking for a way to keep the Congress Center afloat without having to sell one of its most lucrative pieces of real estate. Milan Richter is deputy mayor of Prague.
Within 2 weeks, we want to announce a tender to restructure the debt in a way that would allow the city to keep the main Congress building. The current debt dates back to the 2000 IFF and World Bank meeting. It must have been clear then that the Congress Center would not be able to pay off the high interest payments in the future. Now we have to deal with the situation.
The city of Prague is also planning to sell off some parts of the property, including the adjoining business center and the Holiday Inn Hotel. Some people argue that Prague has never been a destination for Congress tourism, and the situation is not likely to change. So wouldn't it be better to pull the building down? Zdeněk Lukeš again.
The better is to reconstruct totally the building. It means to respect what is functional and to rebuild what is not functional, because the most important problem of the building is how to maintain. It's extremely expensive. I think that every large city, and also Prague, needs something like a great meeting center for important congresses, for instance, or concerts and so on. And that's why that function is good.
Architectural historian Zdeněk Lukeš on the Prague Congress Center.